the Gospel of John, chapter 1. We're going to begin reading with the first verse and read to verse 10 and a little bit of review, and then we'll start with the sixth verse today and get through, I believe, the 10th verse. Powerful verses of Scripture in the introduction of this precious book. The Gospel of John, John chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can enjoy your precious word. Thank you for the beautiful hymns. Thank you for the special. Thank you for the Sunday school classes and the study of your precious word. I just ask, dear Lord, that you'll guide and lead us through these verses of Scripture. You'll speak to every heart here, those that do not know you as their Savior, that they'll come to know you as their Savior. Because the word that we're to proclaim is Christ crucified. And so please that you will hear those words and know that Jesus died on the cross to save you. And please that you trust in him today. Don't let one more day go by. With all the things that are going on in the world today, Father, it's so evident that that your return must be soon. It must come quickly. And so please, dear Lord, that you'll just prepare our hearts. Those of us that are saved, that are born again, will continue to grow and learn more of you and serve you in a greater way. And those that do not know you will come to know you today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we take a look at the fifth verse as a little bit of review here. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Apart from God, the natural man is not light. Without any part of the nature of God, natural man is in darkness. Without the miracle of the new birth, man has within his nature no power to receive the light or see the beauty of the Lord. No power. It is the entrance of the Word that brings life and light to you. So the light of Jesus shineth in darkness, but sinful man and the forces of hell could not comprehend the light. We looked last week at the word comprehend, and comprehend means to apprehend, to hold on to it. The world had no desire to take up the light. Spiritual powers of darkness did not apprehend nor comprehend the light. Natural darkness yields to light, and I think this is something that is so important for us to understand. When the sun comes up, this morning it was so beautiful as it began to come, and that you couldn't even see the sun, but the light of it began to come up over the horizon, and across that snow it put a pink glow across that the field in front of our house. Beautiful. And even the buildings, it took on a color of pink as it started to come up over the horizon. And as it accomplished that, not only did we have the beautiful color, but also it took the darkness away. You could see. And then here come this orange ball up over the horizon. And there it was. And the light was shining so bright, and darkness was gone. Well, I wish that the light that shone to sinful man, that everyone would see that light and receive that light and trust in the light and begin to serve God. But man has the ability to turn away from the light of Jesus. And many do. Men has the power to reject light and life. Some religions teach that literally everybody's saved. And if you go attend any funerals, you never hear anyone that they rejected Christ. And so if you reject Christ, there is no chance. They are in the place of torment awaiting hell. Everybody is good. They did good works, and that makes them good. And so they must be Christian, they must be saved, and they must be in heaven. That's the world's thinking. As natural darkness yields to light, but it's not so with sinful man. Man has the power to reject the light, and they do it. Please come to the light of the Lord Jesus. We get now to verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. We change from the Word, which was in the beginning with God and which was God, to a forerunner of Christ. And he's referred to here as a man. We see a man. This man's name was John. John was sent from God. Every man who is a faithful witness of the Lord Jesus Christ is a God-sent man. So if you know Jesus as your Savior, you need to be out proclaiming the Word of God, and you will be God-sent. John, the gift of God, is the meaning of that name. And John was sent from God, commissioned and equipped to declare the coming of the King. What an honor this man has in this life to tell that the King is coming. Verse 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So keep in mind the light. John came to bear witness of the light. The light is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We always come back to Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the light. And without the Lord Jesus, you can see nothing. Do we need to be reminded that it is light? Did you need to be told this morning that the sun was up? Do you need to be told today that the lights are on inside the building? Who would need to be told that the day has dawned? A person that was blind. That's who needs to be told of the light. Needs to be reminded that the sun is shining. The blind, they can't see. The blind may feel the warmth of the sun, but they can't see it. They can only feel it. When you're spiritually blind, you may feel the power of God. Feel it convicting your heart. But until you see Jesus and come to the light, you are in darkness. In darkness. It is such a sad statement that the Word tells us that we need a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world should be looking for God, excited about the Savior that's coming, looking for His coming to save them from their sin. But He is the light of the world. Yet He was born into a dark world, a world that all men are blind. All men are blind. They need to see the light of Jesus. So God sent John to bear witness of that light. because he was not about to allow his son to come to earth unannounced. John was the forerunner. You remember God sent angels and heavenly hosts to announce the birth of the Lord Jesus. And now God sends John right before the public ministry begins, the 3-year ministry of the Lord Jesus. Before that begins, he sends John to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, our King. What an opportunity he has. But isn't it sad that mankind needs someone to say, here is our King. Here is our Savior. But you see, that's just the wickedness of the old world. John is given the words to preach. And those words are, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the words that he's to tell. John came for a witness. Here the Holy Spirit gives us a definition of a true preacher of the Word. And that definition is witness. We talked this morning in Sunday school class just a little bit about being a witness, being an ambassador for Christ. People look to us. Do they see Christ? Every true witness knows what he or she is talking about. A witness does not proclaim something that they're speculating about or just their opinion. A witness knows what they're talking about because they have witnessed it. The Holy Spirit has come into their hearts. They are a proclaimer of the Word of God, this living Word. It's been said different times that a lot of times when a person goes to seminary, that they go knowing the Word of God, knowing it's a living document, and they return with the years of study, and it becomes just a textbook. And that's so sad that through that experience, that it does not teach them more and more the life and the Word of God, that people will enjoy that joy. So you see, every true preacher or witness speaks the truth. And if you'll turn with me to John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's John 14, 6. John 14, 6. Every true preacher, every witness of Jesus Christ should speak the truth. And if you're a true witness, you will. John came to bear witness of the light. That should be the purpose of every Christian. That should be the purpose of every preacher, every witness, is to show the light that's coming. The purpose is to bear witness of the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. The man of God is not to attract attention to himself. The man of God is not to talk about himself. The man of God, as Paul clearly states it, says, we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. We are to preach Christ crucified. What a message that Paul tells of the church of Corinth, of the Corinthians here. And Paul continues to say in 1 Corinthians 2:2, I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul was a very educated man. Paul could have spoken words that were so far above everybody that was hearing that they wouldn't have understood a thing. And so Paul was not out there to build himself up, to have people come and pat him on the back for his great wisdom. He come for one purpose, and that is to preach Christ and Him crucified. And every believer should live under those same rules. Every witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ should think always of Christ and what He has done for us. What a joy to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Why did John bear witness of the light? That all men through him might believe, as the Scripture tells us. What a joy to look to the Word of God. Once again, verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. That should be the voice of every witness, the voice of every preacher, the voice of every Christian, to speak Christ crucified, that folks would be saved. God's witness needs to tell the truth. Give the light to all men that they may hear and they may believe. We need to stand for the truth, the Word of God. What a joy we have to proclaim the Word, to show the light that we reflect from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Romans chapter 10, and I wish you would turn there with me. Romans chapter 10, the verses that lead up to verse 13 through 17, those verses above are the familiar ones. We're going to read those, and it kind of brings us right into 13 through 17. But just listen carefully. Most people start with verse 9 in this section of Scripture. I love to start with verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, Romans 10, 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Now verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, we need to be witnesses. John was a witness. He was a witness of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that was coming to preach the gospel. Again, the angels and the heavenly hosts proclaimed the birth of Christ. But when the ministry was to begin, God sent one man. And his name was John, to be a witness of what was to come. And I'll repeat, it's such a sad statement, that we needed someone to be a forerunner to tell us of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was coming, that he was here. God had his prophets, and he spoke through the Old Testament often of how and when he was coming. And yet, as we look at the Word of God here, as we see the Word of God, we find that man was living in so much darkness that they saw no light. They saw not the light. Now, as we look at the 8th verse, and I want you to see the 8th and 9th verse especially, he was not that light, John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. So John was not that light, the light here is the life, and it can only be found in God, only in our Lord Jesus Christ. God's the author of light and life. and apart from him, there is no light or life. Every born-again believer have no life in themselves. The life a believer possesses is from God, and he's the one that holds life and light. And we get an opportunity to have it because of him. John chapter 5, verse 35. He was a burning and shining light. He was the lamp that burneth and shineth, the Greek tells us, the word tells us. John was the lamp. We are the lamp. John was the lamp. Jesus is the light. John's the lamp. Jesus is the light. A lamp has no light of its own. The light must be supplied. A very simple principle. There must be oil in the lamp. There must be a wick to burn. Someone must light the lamp before it can become a burning and shining light. We're the lamp. We must have the light of the Lord Jesus to shine. Verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And of course, that light is the Lord Jesus. The Greek here again with this ninth verse makes it a little clearer. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man, coming into the world. Since Christ came into the world, Christ has provided the light to everyone. To everyone. A light for the whosoever will. There is not one person that has lived upon this earth or will live that has not had the opportunity to accept the light. There are many lights, but there is only one true light. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 13 through 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. God will judge them. But we need to realize that there are many out there that proclaim just enough of the word that it deceives so many. And they believe that that's the light, and it's not. It's false preachers, it's false teachers. They are not telling the truth. How do we know if a preacher is telling the truth? Know the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Look these verses of Scripture up that we've looked at today. Confirm that that's what God's Word tells you. If you are a child of God, and the Holy Spirit lives within your heart, you have the teacher. So you let the teacher teach you his precious word, and we will be one. We'll be together. Because the same Spirit that's teaching you is the same Spirit that's teaching me. And we have the joy of the opportunity to have that light. Today we have many lights, but again, there's only one true light. Christ, the true light, is the only one that can bring light and life unto you. He's the only one. All the rest have to reflect. The moon borrows his light from the sun. Jesus borrows no light. Jesus is the light. He is the power, and he is the light. And again, the last half of that verse 9, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Therefore, if anyone walks in darkness, chooses to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, it is no one's blame but themselves. No one's blame but themselves. There are those that teach that all men have some good. They have a spark of this light in themselves. And as they grow up and they take instruction and catechism, they take their class and they listen and they look to the Word, it allows that spark to grow. Some believe that spark is placed in there by baptism. All of this is false teaching. There is no light in us. There is no spark of life in us. There is no good in us. We are all wicked sinners, and we need Jesus. We need His light. We must be born again. Something good cannot be produced out of evil. We must be born again. It's a very simple fact. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Man is evil by nature, born in sin. We must see the light, and Jesus must save us, and He will. We're of the day of the church age, or the time of the whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The light is there. But Jesus doesn't force that light in. When you trust in Jesus, then we become reflectors of that light. What a joy. What an opportunity we have to show the Lord Jesus. To be fit for heaven, we must have a new heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. In closing with the 10th verse, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Again, a very sad statement that we have before us in the 10th verse. He created the world. He spoke life into man. And yet when He arrived, the world didn't know Him. Darkness, light. Different than the light of day. With the light of day, darkness leaves. But when it comes to Jesus, the light's there, but unless you accept it and trust in Him as your Savior, it doesn't do you a bit of good. You must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You must ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you. He is the true light. He is life. He is the only light. And again, He's the only one that is true light and needs no reflection or strength from any other. We do. We need His light if you want to have life. So please, trust in Jesus today. If you don't know Him, it's so simple. The light is shining. Life is there. If you'll just trust in Jesus as your Savior today, call upon Him. Paul's words, Christ crucified. John's words, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. What tremendous words. Shows us how wicked the world is, that God had to send a witness to awaken the world to the coming of the King. Our world sure hasn't changed, has it? It's still as wicked, still as dark. We have the light. Let's reflect the light. Let's be good witnesses for Jesus. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you today that we have this opportunity to come and to proclaim your word. It's such a joy to open your Bible and to go to the Gospel of John. I can't mention any favorite verses of Scripture that I have because I love them all. I read them and they apply to my heart, and they just thank you, Lord, that we can have this precious book. And thank you that through your Spirit you can take these words and speak to us, guide and lead us, save us from our sins, and empower us with power and wisdom. A Christian, a true Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ, one that has a personal relationship with Jesus, holds greater knowledge and wisdom than any man in the world. Because man just has their own knowledge and their own thinking and understanding. God, you created us. You created the world for you to be our teacher. What a blessed day. Touch every heart now, dear Lord, please. All of our hearts need your presence. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.